Norman City Council delays a vote related to a new entertainment district. Oklahoma State University is seeking state funding for its veterinary med hospital. And Norman High School musicians are preparing for the state jazz contest. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 23rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Norman City leaders voted Tuesday to delay a decision on the Rock Creek Entertainment District. The City Council voted 5-4 to postpone action on the phasing plan until May 20th. That part of the plan outlines the construction timeline for the new arena, retail, and housing developments. A challenge to the financing for the entertainment district is currently pending with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. State Superintendent Ryan Walters says diversity, equity, and inclusion have no place in Oklahoma public schools. KGOU's Logan Layden reports, Walters says federal DEI mandates will be strictly enforced.
A statement from Walters Tuesday reinforces his commitment to stop what he calls discriminatory practices under the guise of DEI, saying beginning on April 25th, the State Department of Education will start withholding federal education funds from districts who fail to sign the federally mandated Title VI assurance, which he says ensures no student is denied educational opportunity based on race and prevents schools from using DEI frameworks to favor one group over another. Walters signed that assurance earlier this month on behalf of the state and shared that signing ceremony on social media. He says, quote, "Under the leadership of President Donald Trump, Oklahoma is proud to stand firm in our commitment to merit-based education and the values that have made America exceptional. I'm Logan Layden."
Oklahoma State University is asking lawmakers for a $295 million appropriation for its College of Veterinary Medicine. Anna Pope reports the ask comes as the vet school comes off accreditation probation.
The college had been on probation by the American Veterinary Medical Association since September. However, in March, it was removed, although OSU must address several areas of concern by the end of the calendar year. To maintain accreditation long-term and recruit faculty and students, OSU is seeking almost $300 million from state lawmakers for the VetMed Hospital and student scholarships. Interim University President Jim Hess spoke at an Oklahoma Senate appropriations meeting recently.
And to be very blunt, OSU is not interested in running a mediocre College of Veterinary Medicine.
Without the funds, he says, the university will not be able to recruit needed faculty, practicing rural vets will not be able to refer to an entity, and recruiting students will be harder. I'm Anna Pope.
The Norman North High School Jazz Bands are holding a special preview concert ahead of their performance in the state jazz contest. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details.
The event will showcase music the bands will perform at the State Jazz Contest set for April 30th at the University of Central Oklahoma. Four ensembles, Big Band, Jazz Collective, Jazz Combo, and the Whittier Jazz Band will take the stage. Band director Jared Van Winkle told the Norman Transcript that the preview concert helps students by creating performance pressure to prepare them for the state contest, and also celebrates their hard work. He says some students have been rehearsing more challenging pieces since winter break. The preview concert will be held Monday, April 28th at 7 in the evening at the Center for Arts and Learning. I'm Nick Daniels.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.